Florida officials like to brag they're the most veteran-friendly state in the nation. Here's Agriculture Commissioner Adam Putnam at a business conference last year listing some of the lesser-known veteran incentives.
If you are processing out of the military and you want to build your business here in Florida, we're going to waive the application fees on almost every occupational license that's out there. It means if you're applying for a concealed weapons license, you're going to go to the front of the line and it's going to be expedited in less than 2 weeks.
There's no ambivalence. If you're retiring military, Florida wants you. That message was not lost on Daryl Manning when he retired after 30 years of service in the Army and Reserves. He chose Tampa, his final post, over other places he'd lived, like Fort Bragg, Fort Hood, and Norfolk.
Of course, the weather is beautiful, but it's also the military climate that's here, not only for active duty military, but for retirees. The Tampa Bay community is so welcoming that it was hard not to be a part of it.
In Florida, there's no state income tax, so no tax on military pensions. And because the state has 20 military installations, retirees have easy access to on-base amenities like golf courses, health clubs, and tax-free shopping. More than a dozen other states have passed laws exempting military pensions from state taxes as they, too, try to lure retired service members. Air Force retiree Ed Drohan works at the Tampa VA and says it's understandable why states want them.
Just the idea that, you know, there's a steady income. They know that there's that pension coming in. They're more likely to be self-sufficient, self-supporting, and be able to support the local economy as well.
Not only are military retirees often more self-sufficient, they're often younger. Jill Gonzalez is an analyst with the personal finance website WalletHub. She wrote a study on the best places for service members to retire.
I think a lot of people don't know or maybe don't realize that the average officer is only 45 years old upon retirement from service. So many times they actually do have to go back into the civilian workforce.
Florida has made it a priority to help military retirees find a second career. So lawmakers created a grant program that reimburses businesses for half of the training costs for every veteran they hire, up to $8,000 per employee. And the state also started an entrepreneurship program just for veterans. That's part of what persuaded former Green Beret Scott Neal, a recent retiree, to resettle in his native Florida.
I was one of the first in Afghanistan, then to Iraq, and then to Africa. So I've been around the world. And luckily for me, the headquarters of Special Operations is in Tampa. And when I retired and I decided where should I retire to, I just chose my last assignment as Tampa, Florida, MacDill Air Force Base. So it naturally fit.
Another natural fit for Neil was starting his own business with some of his Green Beret buddies. They're getting ready to open the American Freedom Distillery in St. Petersburg, where construction is almost complete. Neil went through the entrepreneurship program, which built a sense of community with other Florida vets.
All the alumni, we continue to get together and talk about it. How far are you with your great idea? And we motivate each other.
A Department of Defense report from last year shows that more than 198,000 military retirees live in Florida. That's second only to Texas. That means that more than $5 billion in military pensions are coming into the Sunshine State every year. I'm Bobby O'Brien in St. Petersburg.